Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Kia ora, Penny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just laughing because we're all doing some sort of like weird spaghetti noodly dance to the end of that Ty Segall track there. Get a bit of psych in your morning, everyone. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
And what are we chatting about?
We're chatting about a collective of people that I'd never heard of, but I got told about on the weekend and I found it really fascinating, and then kind of put some things into place for me, because I'd often noticed this phenomenon around but never kind of clicked as to what was happening. And it is the collective called Low Life, which is LO-life. And basically, in 1987, two gangs from Brooklyn, New York, called Ralphie's Kids and United Shoplifters Association.
Good name.
AKA Polo USA, got together and created this kind of gang called Low Life. And basically what they used to do is they were graffiti artists, and they initially started to rack or steal cans for, you know, doing graffiti and all that kind of thing. And then they thought, well, you know,
we could up this game.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not look steezy while you do it?
Exactly. So they started out kind of initially wearing things like United Colours of Benetton. And I don't know, you may not remember this, but in the early 90s, I used to remember like the advertising for those. And they were always like very colourful and just had a very kind of specific look to it, you know. They also stole Guess, Tommy Hilfiger. But basically what ended up happening was they became quite obsessed with Polo by Ralph Lauren. Because he was kind of like the son of an impoverished Jewish family, and his original name was Ralph Lifshitz. And he basically wanted to imitate, or he kind of dreamed of the life of the rich, you know, kind of people living in New York, in the Hamptons and New England and all that kind of thing. And he started out making ties and stuff, but then he kind of went on to streetwear. And it's considered to be one of the, like, the greatest streetwear labels ever.
Yeah.
And it's so preppy.
It's so preppy.
Even the little logo, it's the little horse.
The polo.
The little pony. Yeah.
Even that in itself is very
But it's funny because you do associate it. Like, I think one of the references I would associate it with is like very early Arctic Monkeys kind of a vibe. And that sort of like, you know, north of England kind of same sort of working class, but with that same kind of preppy look, but kind of like grungy preppy. I don't know. It's a good vibe anyway.
Yeah. And it's crazy because like some of them, so they kind of created this gang, and like the founders were Rack Low, and he was like kind of the best shoplifter, so hence why he got Rack Low. And another guy called Thurston Howell III, whose real name is Victor DeJesus, and he was... And they also kind of, you know, got into hip hop, and they have hip hop careers, and there's a whole kind of collective around this lifestyle. But it's at some stage, I think the biggest haul that they took was from Bloomingdale's, and it was $4,000 US.
Nice.
It's like, whoa, you know. But it's just kind of like when it's such a thing that I remember being quite, and it is now, like of skate culture in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's gone through a lot of countries as well. Mm. Like there's collectives in Japan and Spain and things like that apparently, and also New Zealand. And there's a director called Tom Gold who actually made a little kind of documentary called Bury Me With The Low On, and apparently he's from New Zealand.
Oh, right.
Really?
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah. And Kanye West wears it or has worn it. And Thurston Howell III has kind of like in the past couple of years created his own label that's kind of quite similarly based on
inspired by that stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it is quite popular in New Zealand.
Yeah,
like you see it around a lot.
Yeah, well, there's actually a store on Ponsonby Road that sells like Supreme. Like
I've seen that one.
Yeah, and this stuff goes for like
so much money.
And apparently there were things like,
why don't you just do like, you know, I'm not condoning shoplifting.
But apparently like there was even things you know, because people used to, they used to shoplift it, but also, you know, in New York in those days, it was still the heyday of being quite a really rough place, right. You know, before it was kind of all cleaned up and stuff. And people used to get the clothing stolen off their back, you know, like I remember being told about people getting their sneakers stolen and stuff like that. But there was a jacket called a suicide jacket, and apparently there still is, but it's a different kind now.
Right.
But originally a suicide jacket was the Ski 92 Polo, because that was the one that if you went outside and you wore that, you could get killed for it.
Wow.
So there were cases of people actually being killed for polo.
Yeah.
Crazy, the more you know, guys, be safe on the streets.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's super crazy.
I find it quite fascinating because, you know, in those days I would have been quite in the little kind of small community of goth and not really knowing about anything like streetwear and stuff like that. So I kind of find it quite fascinating. But they used to, like, and they still do, they have an annual barbecue in Brooklyn where they meet up and like show off their swag.
And talk about their polo. Yeah.
And they used to meet in Times Square and go, look what I scored.
It's quite crazy because I was looking at this online before and it says there's this picture and it's got four polo knits with little bears on there. And it's like
polo bears.
The caption under the photo is polo bear sweaters from the collection of the Polo Pirate.
Yeah.
And it's just
I love
like,
that. I love that someone's called the Polo Pirate.
But it's
out
so
there.
Funny because they're these like knitted sweaters
I know.
With like a little fuzzy bear on it.
It makes me think of is it Carlton from Fresh Prince?
Yes,
you know,
yes,
he's
exactly
kind of like the preppy dude.
Yeah.
But kind of the thing that was more kind of important with this is that they would steal the clothes and they would wear it their way. So it wasn't like they were kind of doing the old I'll just tie this around my neck and look like I'm highly intelligent.
Yeah, just off to play some golf.
Or perhaps a game of polo.
Yeah.
So they were totally wearing it in their way, which always makes it so much more exciting, I think.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that interpretation of it. But it kind of is really cool that they latched on. Because, I mean, they made that label.
Mm.
You know, there were rich people kind of buying it and all that kind of thing. But that's always going to happen, right?
Yeah.
But I just love that it was like some people who kind of aspired to Ralph Lauren's life and or what he wanted to do and just kind of took it and ran with it and just created this whole movement around
it. Do you reckon Ralph Lauren would have been maybe like quite stoked about that as well? Maybe
I would
like,
be.
I know, he'd be like, this is cool. People want to nick my stuff.
Because it's kind of like having a cult after your brand. You know?
Exactly,
like,
and almost giving it an integrity and a depth.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
You know?
It's not just another label. It's this label that's got a whole culture around
but
it.
But it is interesting because it's only, there are sort of two sides to the Ralph Lauren. Is there's the polo, which is the stuff, the preppy stuff, and then there's like dress shirts.
The ones where when you look at the advertising for Ralph Lauren, it's always very selling the American dream. You know, it's like people on boats,
and still is. It still is.
Like they always seem to be blonde, blue-eyed people, like very, you know, like the kind of stereotypical kind of American person, which is quite freaky to me.
Yeah.
The fact that you can just like can live off that kind of or keep going on that stream, you know. It's crazy. But like if you, because so many streetwear labels come and go, like I do remember a few, like was it Fido Dido or something like that? I don't
know.
That
name rings a bell,
So that was the one where it was like a kind of a little rough doodle of a face with crazy hair.
Oh yes, I know the one you mean.
And like I remember that being quite massive, I think, when I was a kid and seeing it everywhere, but then it kind of disappeared. So I guess like, you know, having this cult around it has idolized it and kept its longevity.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a track as well at some point, aren't we? From one of the
low
lights.
Yeah, First
and
How the Third. But I just want to give a shout out to Ben, who told me about.
Nice one, Ben.
Oh, yeah,
nice,
thanks, Ben.
Is Ben a polo wearer himself? Is that
he was
he
wearing
knows?
A polo shirt.
Oh, there you go.
But I don't think it was like a polo.
Right.
I think it was like kind of quite a plain one, but that's how the conversation started.
Still, though.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, thanks, Ben.
Thanks so much. I actually feel like that's probably the best thing I've learned all week, and it's I mean, it is only Monday, but
I'll ask you at the end of the week.
I'm saying that preemptively, I think.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep
beep beep.